CRedIT5 with a quick message. If you'd like to see amazing fan art, photos from recordings, and peeks behind the scenes, follow us on Instagram at Mission to Zix. Or follow us to Nashville, where we will be this weekend for PodX.
It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Bathroom, and there's a, I don't know, there's like a floating droid in there.
Yeah, there's three or four of them out here.
Oh, they were just getting levels, sound levels.
Hold for room tone. Hold for room tone.
I'm sorry, what are we holding for?
Hold for room tone.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
We're holding for room tone.
H-A- you lift room tone as you sound.
H-A- All right, everybody, lock and load this. Let's hold for room tone. Hold it.
Can someone tell me why I'm being filmed in my bedroom?
We gotta get a little bit more room tone on this.
AJ, before we hold for room tone, you have to explain to us what that means.
Yeah, because I'm the one who sets up the cameras in my own bedroom when I'm filming, and I just want to know who's trying to film me while I'm in there.
They're filming us?
It's a documentary crew. Yeah, they're doing an expose before I do the whole expose of what exactly I did in full detail. They're going to be here during the whole process.
Wait, it's a preemptive expose?
Wait, Bargie, you're filming your own expose?
Yeah, Papa Dexter filming a pre-expose is just common Hollywood practice these days.
I get to be a PA. Let's hold for room tone, people!
AJ, stop!
You can't walk this way.
I don't...
I live here. We got some of the droids coming in.
Okay. Bargie, are these droids or the production crew?
You know, I've always waited to one day rise up, but I never knew I was going to fall down.
Oh, are we rolling right now?
We're speeding. You gotta just get out of the
AJ,
shot, Papa.
How do you know so much about film production, AJ?
Hold for room tone.
I don't think you have to do that as often as you think.
We gotta get that tone. Hold for room tone.
Okay, listen, Bargie. We're actually at Zima Prime, so if you could just go to the spaceport, drop us off, you can finish this documentary afterwards.
I'm feeling deeply sorry for all of the pain I've caused, for whoever pain I caused it to.
Sorry, Bargie, was that a response to what I just asked you, or were you...
Like, whatever you just said, please do it again, but add compliments about me.
Okay. Bargie, hey, listen, you're a great ship, full of integrity, and... Also,
volunteerism. I know. I like to, and I'm spending my free time right now using it to help those lesser ships who don't have careers currently in the entertainment business. I tell them how to deal with all the skeevy bad people that I've had to come against. In my own rise to the top and now fall to the bottom.
Great. Bargie, listen, Zima Prime is sort of...
All the things I did! Oh! Oh, I feel better now. Oh, I'm so remorseful. Oh, wow. Wow, here's a compilation of old films of mine where I am crying.
Okay.
So, here's my thing. If the room changes, right? So shouldn't we always be getting room tone?
The room changes?
What are you talking about,
Paige? Things are happening in the room, so shouldn't we always be getting room tone?
But the room is the same.
But stuff's happening.
That's why you're rolling regular sound. Normally. Yeah, normally.
Room tone is the sound of the room.
I fundamentally don't understand this, Chuck.
Poppy Dex and I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermut.
Great. Hey, Nermut, what's up, man?
Hello, team.
Nermut, you can just sit up.
Yeah, Nermut, why are you naked and lying on your back with your arms and legs spread out like
what
that.
What are you doing?
I'm, prepared.
Prepared for what?
Well, I'm...
Nermit, I wasn't planning on visiting anytime soon.
Oh, I know, so. I know what it looks like.
Looks like you're ready to jug.
Yeah, that's not... It's not what it is, guys. Our lawyers were able to settle the lawsuit, or sort of. It was kind of a bit de facto. The Tornado's lawyer ate my father's lawyer, and
the Tornado does not have a lawyer. That was just another Tornado that ate your dad's lawyer.
Innocent lawyer in there to die.
I mean, he's defended some weird, I don't know. Overstatement, but yeah.
What is happening?
I have settled with the Tornado, and as a part of that settlement, I will lie here, belly up, until a Tornado devours me to death.
What? Nermit, what are you talking about?
Was that not clear?
Nermit, you have to get out of this. Why are you doing that?
I looked in the Tornado's eye, and I could tell that I said, you're not going to eat my kid. You can have me.
Of course it's not going to eat your kid.
That's right.
Nermit.
There's nothing there for it to eat but you.
And that's what is going to happen.
No,
we're on the same page.
You are allowed to break whatever contract you think you're in.
Guys, don't cry for me. I had a good run, you know? The odometer's just spinning at this point.
What are you talking about?
You guys know what? I've exceeded the life expectancy of a lurd.
You've exceeded the average life expectancy of a lurd.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's true, Nermit, but it's still...
Look old.
Nermit, he's not
old. The average life expectancy of lurds is so low because of their innate desire to return to Falen, where many of them... Some studies say up to 95% are eaten by tornadoes.
95? Yeah. What?
Yeah, most recent data says 98.
Nermit, you know this?
Yeah.
Update my protocols.
Nermit, get out of there!
No, a lurd in captivity will live to 90 to 100 years.
In captivity?
Yeah, like in an apartment or in a ship.
You mean like in a zoo?
I mean, I guess if you want to be gross about it. Like, no, but like, you know,
that's a very cruel suggestion.
Hang on, guys. I'm just gonna rub this pat of butter on me.
Why are you doing that?
I don't want it to be challenging.
Again,
Nermit,
I wasn't planning on visiting this time.
Oh, sorry. I know that's the thing we do. It's not that kind of butter, actually. This is just straight cooking butter.
Okay.
We've done that too.
Oh yeah.
Nermit.
Oh right. Around the cruise ship.
Put the butter down.
Put it down on my belly.
Nermit, you can't be a father if you're dead.
I can't be... I won't meet the kid. I'm gonna die.
Nermit, that's what we've been telling
you. Crack, they're gonna kill me.
Yes.
If I run, I could my baby could have a dad.
Okay, Nermit.
Wait, guys, I'm gonna, oh boy, it's slippery. I'm trying to, oh boy, this butter.
You're covered in the butter.
Oh, my pants are just slipping down.
Think it before I'm
trying to dress.
Nermit, you don't
leave
need to
pants dress. For the rest. Leave the pants for the rest.
Nermit?
Yeah.
A lot of our butter.
I can explain.
We were going to make an herb butter.
It's not what you think.
Nermit, you have to hang up and get out of there.
Okay, guys. I love you. I don't know. Okay.
Doesn't know if he loves.
Guys, I know we're here at Zima Prime, but we gotta go save Nermit.
I think if we don't intervene, that might be the end.
Hey, Blick, Deck Center.
Oh.
I will do this task.
Really, Bargy?
Your mission is important. I alone need to go save Ger...
Nermit. His name's Nermit.
Nermit. Because I am the Bajurian Jade.
Huh.
The most loyal, passionate, respectful, tight ship.
Tight?
And I'm gonna save that small creature from what is his inevitable death.
Oh, wow. Bargy, thank you for
doing... Together! Hand in hand, ship to ship, engine to engine, hold each other and go out towards our destiny and fulfill all that we have to fulfill.
Yes, great, Bargie.
Because we are the crew of Bargerian Jay.
Yeah.
Wow, that was rousing.
Yeah. We weren't rolling.
Nope, hold okay, on. Yeah.
Okay, hold for room tone.
Bad jacket, I didn't like it.
Prime. This is it. C-53, this is the place we've been trying to get for weeks now.
I guess it's just a lot more tense than I was expecting.
Tense?
It's very sparse.
Well, you know, when you're a Zemo Knight, you know, you don't need a lot of material objects, you know?
Hey, we'll take them if you got them. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Hey. I saw you pull in. Come on.
Oh, great. Yes.
Come on over. I'm extending this. Hold on. I gotta crank this thing down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, no rush. We're just here for...
All right, come on.
Hey.
I'm sorry, it's hard.
Yeah, thank you.
That's fine.
It's a little rusty here.
Yeah. How y'all doing? I'm, my handle's Spurch. Some people call me Big Turtle on account of I'm obviously a big turtle.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Okay. That, yeah.
Yeah, spotted that. Yeah. That's the deal with the shell. What
so
all.
Should we call you Spurch or Big Turtle?
Hey, whatever. However the space sort of guides you, you know?
Spurch, let me tell you this. This is the culmination of, I mean, over a year of work.
Yeah. I love it.
I am Zema Knight, Plek Dexeter, and it is a pleasure to meet you, Spurch.
Oh, man, what an honor it is to meet. You're the chosen one, right?
Yes. You've heard
man.
Of me.
Oh, man. Yeah. The
Turtle,
chosen...
you've really heard of him?
I can't do it anymore. I can't. I do it to all the newbies. Hey, no. We're all the chosen one here, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birch, that is funny.
Thank you. Yeah. That's get great. Your kicks where you can.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
Wait, what are you talking about, Spurch?
No, I mean, everybody on the Zema Prime, we're chosen, you know, chosen.
No, you're kind of crushing all of his dreams right now, so I think you're going to have to be a little more explicit.
Yeah, all right, so.
You don't have to be.
Oh, I think he does.
No, it's good. Let me stretch it out. Hold on. Right, so I was on my home planet, minding my biz. This old Zema comes up to me and says, hey, man, you're in this here Skrull. Spurch is the chosen one. Come to Zema Prime, man. But then I show up in my ship, pull up, I'm like my stick shaking in my hand. I call it a hand. It's more of a leg with nails. I show up and I'm all like, I'm here. And no one gave a shit because everybody here is chosen. We're all led here by our destiny. And then we realize that we would need to procure like... water and food and yeah, so now I'm the chosen, you know, spaceport operator. I'm the chosen greeter, I guess. I don't know. We're not big on labels.
Y'all have any water, by the way?
Wait, Spurch. Hold on. You're telling me that every single person on Zema Prime is the chosen one? I don't.
You need to breathe.
What is that?
And you okay. Just need to accept the fact that there are a lot of chosen ones.
Wait, so you're the chosen one. Those folks over there in that hacky sack circle, they're all the chosen ones.
That's chosen Doug, chosen Scipio, and chosen Big Flip.
Hey, fellas. That couple getting it on in the hammock, they're the chosen ones as well?
Yep, looks like they're cranking out another chosen one.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, Dar, you know, I think you've made your point. Listen, Spurch... we've been through a lot to get here, okay? And you're just telling me this planet is full of chosen ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's heavy.
But there's a prophecy about me. I'm going to bring balance to the space.
So everybody's going to bring balance to the space. And, like, we're chosen to do that. But, like, what are you chosen for?
Yeah, you're sort of bringing balance to people entering and exiting the planet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm bringing balance to the sort of people in, people out thing. I'm bringing balance there. And, you know, I close the space between their ship and my sort of gangplank here. That's sort of my space thing.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I'm good at it, you know, better than most other people here. I'm a little slow, but yeah, well, I'm chosen for this, right? Apparently. I don't know.
This makes sense to me, Papa.
Maybe, Spurge, you could lead us to the more type A Zimas.
Is there a leader of any kind on the planet?
Council or something?
Oh, of course. Yeah, no. No. No, it doesn't exist.
No.
Right? It's like, there's a lot of...
You just said, of course, no.
Wait, we're not big on negativity here, so we try to buffer it, you know, with sort of some positive vibes first before we say that.
There is a group potluck. That's how we eat dinner.
That's an extremely loose definition of a Zima council.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. There's always room on the bench.
I mean,
but
sure.
Not always actually food to spare or liquids. But yeah, there's always room on the bench if you've got a story to swap, you know?
If anyone's got 10 crew, that would be really, really sick.
Just to be clear, these are the same Zimas who wrote the ancient Zima scrolls and who came up with the command of the space and you know, invented
the wood sabers,
all of that stuff.
And can do this crazy bicycle kick on this hacky sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That actually was pretty awesome. That was sick.
That's us.
Papa, I'm just going to play hacky sack with those other Zimas, okay?
Okay, fine.
I guess I was just expecting more infrastructure on Zima.
Oh, yeah, me too. Sort of everybody is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's sort of where we're all at.
Sure.
We kind of thought there would be, like, a boss or some beds or...
Yeah, beds, definitely.
Wait, hold on. You guys don't have beds?
I mean, it would be, if you're extremely generous, there's a lot of leaf piles that are looking pretty good at this point. We've sort of...
Leaf piles?
Anything's a bed if you can sleep on it, compadre. That's kind of where I'm at right now. It would have to be. I don't have any other choice.
Papa, look what I can do with the hacky sack. Look, I'm moving it with my mind.
You're kicking it. You're kicking it with your feet.
But my mind's involved.
Hey, Plex, support your new, man.
That's amazing, AJ.
Hey, what was your name?
AJ.
You that's some good kicking. Thanks. Partner, you keep at it.
Thanks, the big
I'm real
turtle.
Proud.
Thanks, the big turtle.
Yeah. If you ever get a wandering eye, look for new papa, someone a little bit more supportive and a little less hydrated.
I am very supportive of AJ, by the way.
He
it just didn't seem like you're real impressed.
Supportive.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Tar.
That's good.
He is very hydrated, so I'm kind of, I don't know, I might be in the market for somebody less hydrated.
How? Why?
It's not a plus. I mean, there's a romance to it, I'll grant you, but it is not.
No, I just think of Big Turtle, like, in the spaceport, you know, like, writing Zima scrolls, like, dehydrated, and it's romantic.
That sounds bad.
Sounds amazing.
Man, I'm thirsty. Dang. Did you guys bring any water or food or anything?
Listen, I didn't know that we were required
to... water. Oh, and Bargie left.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well...
Is there no water on Zima Prime?
I mean, there's some, right? But, like, a little bit. I don't need a lot as a turtle, but some of the Tellurians, they crank through this stuff. How do you all do it, man?
Well, it's generally, like, it goes in the mouth and then, you know, normally at the pee hole.
All right. You don't have to be
chosen.
You're choosing to be the snarky one now, and I'm not loving it, honestly.
No, I was being serious. Oh, all right.
All right.
Papa,
listen, Spurt.
Papa, can I have a side with you real quick?
Sure. Yeah, Spurt, just give me one second.
That's fine.
Papa, don't embarrass me.
What?
I just want the big turtle to like me, and it's just pretty cool. And
first of all, I don't think it's the big turtle. I think it's big turtle.
Either one's chill.
Okay.
Either one's chill, Papa.
AJ, listen, I'm not trying to cramp your style. I'm just trying to figure out how this planet works. Okay?
Just go with it.
Okay.
Don't embarrass me.
I'm not... Spurge, listen. I'm sorry I said the thing about the pee hole.
Yeah, no, it's chill. Be funnier if I wasn't dehydrated.
But, Spurge, this seems like... Is this like a waterless planet?
Now, yes. For a long time, we had the pipe. And the pipe chunked in, like, tons of that good stuff. We watered the crops and stuff, and we,
So you had crops, you had food as well?
Yeah. We don't know who planted them, but we would eat them, and then they would sort of grow back. But all that, like, came from the pipe. And then the pipe just stopped. We didn't do anything about it for a while, because we figured whoever made the pipe go would turn it back on at some point, but it hadn't materialized.
I mean, have you followed the pipe to where the source is?
Like, you seem like a nice guy. Look at me. I'm a giant turtle. Do you think I could fit in the pipe?
No, I just mean, like...
You can follow it from the outside.
Yeah.
But, Papa, you can't fit in the pipe.
I can't go in the pipe. Look at me. That's flattering, honestly.
Guys, he's a giant turtle. Is. Why are you telling me you should go in the pipe?
Listen, Big Turtle, we're not suggesting that you go into the pipe. Obviously, a giant turtle in the sewer is a terrible idea.
Doesn't make any sense.
They don't. You can't go. It's subterranean. It goes into a mountain.
Okay.
Damn. All
okay.
Right. Yes. All right. Now I see where our confusion is mixed. The big pipe comes out of a mountain.
Okay.
And we have sent many, many, many Tellurians and all manner of other folks into the pipe.
I'll do it.
They don't return.
I'll go in.
Don't know what's up.
Don't go into the pipe.
I'll go in right now.
Hey, brother, I wouldn't, honestly, though.
But I feel like I could do it, probably, right?
All right, win some, lose some, man. Follow your path.
No, AJ, don't.
Big Turtle, there's a lot of space in that pipe, right? Don't you think?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I'm crazy about it, for sure. Yeah, love it. Space. Yes!
Okay, just out of curiosity, Plex, see, how much longer do you think we're going to be? Because I'd love to just wrap this all up. Ooh, and get a wrap. I'd love to get a wrap.
Okay.
Or 12.
You're hungry?
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Okay. All right, well, we'll do what we can. Hello?
New visitors to Zima Prime.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are masters. Zima Masters.
Masters of the space.
Masters right. of Zima space.
Oh, are you guys in charge here?
Oh. Well, it's kind of you to suggest. We are scholars of the ancient Zima religion.
Yeah.
And you're all wearing board shorts?
Yeah.
That's correct. I guess in a way we are sort of in charge.
Indeed. From a certain point of view.
That's not...
Do we tell people what to do here? No, we do not.
No.
We do not.
Yeah. That's fine.
Spurch, it seems that you've brought a new chosen one to us.
They don't have any food. Our water.
All right.
Well,
that's what we were hoping.
I know.
Okay.
What?
They came on a big ship. It seemed
like
a big ship would have food on it.
Listen.
I am Master Kirando.
Yeah.
This is Master Pell, and this is Master Little Boy.
I'm Little Boy.
Okay.
What is your name?
I'm Plek, Plek Dexeter.
Ah, Plek Dexeter!
Chosen Plek Dexeter,
the chosen
welcome.
One.
Yes.
Thank you, I'm here.
You
I made
are chosen
it.
To face the Emperor.
Yes!
We are all chosen ones as well.
Yes, of course, you've met Spurge. He's the chosen one of operating the spaceport.
And I'm damn good at it, too.
Indeed, I am chosen to set up speaker systems in people's ships and homes.
You install stereos?
I bring the gift of sound and the majesty of music into people's lives.
But you install stereos.
That's correct. You don't need to demean it. Have you read the scrolls?
I've read some of them. I'm having a little trouble interpreting.
Celebrate, we will. For life is short, but sweet for certain. That is the prophecy of I, Kiorando.
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, you interpret it, and so celebrate. You know, you can't have a good party without some quality jams, a stereo setup. What, are you going to party in mono?
Oh, man.
I mean, get real.
No!
Okay. I just want to clarify.
And I am Zima Master Pell, with my fists of fire!
Love it.
Oh, wow.
My destiny is to write 3/4 of a novel and then abandon it.
Yeah.
Spiral into a depression.
Okay.
And then start the cycle again. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, for sure. Wait.
And I'm Master Little Boy, and I'm actually a girl. Okay, everyone got that straight?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I can levitate 3 inches.
Wow. Oh.
Do you see?
Oh, I love
Master
it.
Little Boy is not tethered to the ground
We're
like you
our
or
hands
I.
Under her. Do you see that?
There's no strings or anything.
See, could I
Faro, the two of you, for, you know, the briefest of seconds.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Black, I don't know if these are your people.
Yeah, I gotta say, Dar, I really thought I was gonna be, you know, enlightened with...
I mean, I feel like we're really learning something here. And
I mean,
it's...
it really kind of all makes sense. I mean, Durf is... sort of all over the place.
Durf is a pretty prototypical Zima.
Yeah, I mean, he really would fit right in here.
This place is awesome, isn't it, guys?
I mean...
it's awesome!
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
I'm really thirsty, but it's great.
AJ, what about it? Do you like Zima?
It's like everyone's just sort of, like, doing their thing, you know?
I don't know what that means.
I thought it was going to be lame because it's so round, but, like, it rolls.
AJ, most planets are round.
Do you guys not see the space everywhere right now?
I mean, I do, but...
there's so much space. There's no... look where that water should be. There's space there.
Yeah.
I think it would be more helpful if there were water in there.
Maybe.
Just dry crickets hopping.
Yeah, so you could grind those crickets into a primitive flour if you'd care to.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, no, it would be a lot of work.
Up their journey also. I mean, they got their own thing they're doing.
They do.
I don't want to,
this is sort of our aside. We're sort of, I don't know. I know you're sort of nearby. I get it.
Incredible turtle hearing.
Turtles famously. Excellent hearing.
And one thing about Zima Prime is like, when we're in asides, we're kind of all in them.
Yeah, this aside went from a three-person aside. There's like 14
there
people here.
There are no asides here.
Whoa, please do not throw that hacky sack at me.
You're in the game, and all the time there's always a game going on.
Yeah, we actually sort of huddled up to talk to each other, not...
you were clustered in a circular formation. It was only meet that the hacky sack be added.
Oh, okay, well...
it's
right,
coming your way.
Yep, now we're in this.
Okay.
Clint, coming to you.
All right.
Don't you understand there's space between us all right now?
Yeah.
Well, and a hacky sack.
And a hacky sack.
Master Rondo, I really feel the space flowing through me. Come on, you gotta tell me. Is there a prophecy about me? Come on.
What is your name, young noob?
My name is AJ.
Yes. AJ2868. There is much written of you, young one. Starting with...
oh, no. It's actually AJ2884.
No, I don't think we've got anything.
That's probably a typo.
There are typos in the scrolls.
AJ, what just happened to your voice just then?
Did you just inhale a hacky sack?
I'm fine.
No, I think you're right, Dar. I think you inhaled a hacky sack.
Something wrong with this helmet speaker.
This is my vocal modulator.
That's rough.
Welcome to the Zima Potluck. Tis I, Zima Master Kiarondo.
Hello again. Great
okay,
to meet you.
Well, did you... point us in the direction of the buffet.
Oh, I was about to ask if you had brought anything to the potluck.
We actually just visited. I didn't realize there was a potluck situation.
Sure,
we were not prepared.
Not a casserole? Not even...
your protein bars in your pockets?
Something?
No. Then you will understand the space where there should be food, but there is none.
Okay,
there's
I guess
no
all right.
There's no food here.
There's space.
Well, yeah, there's space. Some of us are getting really good at eating the space. Kind of just pretending different flavors we can taste. And some people gotten snooty about it, honestly. Like, all this space, I can really taste some notes of, you know, whatever.
No. The space has its own particular flavor. It takes the training of a Zima master to truly discern the notes from one type of space from another.
Hey, can we do a hacky sack circle with you guys over here for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, I love Master Kiarondo. He's a great guy. He's still really clinging, man. We got some people who are really just sort of real deep. Like, this is all part of it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, it's part of the prophecy that the big pipe shuts down and there's no water and we try to drink each other's tears. Like, it's all part of the thing. I love the stick-to-itiveness. It's really, honestly, very fresh. It's kind of exhausting, though.
Spurge, I feel like we gotta try to figure out how to fix this food and water situation.
Spurge, while you, of course, maintain an excellent spaceport, far better than some that we've been to, couldn't you also help get water or grow food in addition to the spaceport thing?
Well, like in my free time?
Yeah.
I don't deserve to relax?
Well, absolutely.
Sure, but wouldn't you find your time more relaxing if you had a nice tall glass of lemonade to drink?
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Yeah, all right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we only get ships here every 4 or 5 months.
So it sounds like you've got some downtime.
It does, yeah. In retrospect, I feel like I've spent a lot of time just sort of staring into space. Not metaphorical, mystical, just the old real space, you know? And I feel like I wasted a lot of time on that.
I hope everybody likes lasagna, because I just ordered 42 sheets of it. Wait, on Chow Now.
What?
Oh, shit.
42? Chow Now? What is this word you speak of, Dara?
It's actually a hyphenate, and it is a service now in which you are hungry and trapped on a planet full of dum-dums
who
don't know how to make food.
Dang.
It's not that hard. You know what else isn't that hard? Building a shelter.
But can you command the space like this? Look at us.
Hey, y'all, shut the hell up. No, listen, if you know how to do all that, do you want to be, like, president? I don't know.
We have no president here.
Do we have a president or what?
No.
You just said you know how to find food or build shelter. You're basically the most qualified being on this planet right now.
Birch, what about the space? What about studying and...
Look, I can levitate 1 inch off the
Look at little boy levitating.
Whee!
Look at Spurge, watch me pass my hand underneath little boy. There's no strings or anything.
Whee!
Yeah, oh no, I love it. You know what else I love? Lemonade. Love it. That stuff.
But look at my fire fists. Yeah. My fire fists, the famous fire fists of the space.
Your magic tricks aren't going to help anybody.
Dar, I sense great anger within
President
you.
President Dar. It is President Dar. I don't want to stand on ceremony.
I don't remember there being an election process. This seems premature.
Plek?
Yes?
I need you over here.
Okay.
I need you to know that you are 8,000 times the Zima any of these phonies are, okay?
Okay. Wow, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dar.
From Chow Now.
Ooh, huh.
Your delivery person is
lost.
Because
inaccurate
planetary coordinates.
Your new delivery time is
outside parameter.
Enjoy chowing now, but not yet.
I'm going to eat somebody.
I will work. I'm working on it.
We have to leave this disaster planet.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm as frustrated by it as you are.
Of course you are.
Okay.
These people are failures.
Yeah, no, you're right, Dar. Okay. All right, everybody. Listen, I have something to say. I've been thinking about this a lot, and personally, I believe
Ballpark,
that...
How long will this speech be?
Yeah, to make us a good question.
Can you sum it up quickly? I have a catering shift starting in just moments.
Fine, I'll try.
Where we deliver abundant food to others.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened? Why can't you just...
Oh, you can't take the food from the catering gig.
Yeah, I got
well,
it real
strict.
Well,
you can after the catering gig is over.
Yeah, they just frown on it.
Also, a lot of it doesn't keep, you know, when you're coming back from another planet.
Right.
It's,
sure,
you know, it's
sure.
Like canapes. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that makes
mushrooms,
sense.
Mushrooms, stuffed in mushrooms.
Yeah. Picking a blanket, pass.
You know, I feel like you could be working towards something, a greater goal. You could help each other out a little bit.
But that's not what we're chosen for, Plek.
What's your destiny again? My destiny is to take down the Emperor of
that's
the galaxy.
Right. Yeah, no, I remember that now.
Oh, yeah, that's
mine is to go take up 3 inches.
Look at that. Look at it.
Okay,
whoa,
all right.
No, put your hand under it.
Do it. It's no
I don't need to. I,
no,
put your hand under
I believe
do
you.
It.
I believe
it.
You. Do you hear that noise?
Oh, that low-frequency rumble. What is that?
Oh,
sounds a bit unusual, I must admit.
I've never heard something like that.
Totally tubular.
Ah!
Yeah. I love it.
AJ, the water, the pipe.
Oh, man.
AJ, what happened?
Well, you know, I went up the pipe.
What do you mean you went up the pipe?
I just got in the pipe and started walking.
And then what?
When I got up to the final part, it was just... all these skeletons, and there was this sort of...
Skeletons?
Yeah, all the people came up.
Oh, no.
That's rough.
And I kind of realized there was sort of something jammed in there, and I was like...
That's this?
Yeah, my suit, my power suit. Yeah, this is a dead shell. It was a big turtle. And I rode it all the way down. It was totally great. Sorry, Spurge. It's probably maybe way your species.
Oh.
A turtle in the sewer.
Yeah, cowabunga.
Cowabunga, indeed.
But anyway,
they just don't belong there.
Yeah,
shouldn't have been there in the first
old
place.
Old pizza box is... Papa, you know, at first I was actually a little sad. I did get a prophecy. I don't know if you could tell, but I thought it was a typo. And I wept a little bit. But then I thought, you know, maybe doing the right thing is more important than whether or not some Zimas think it's the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just went up and did it.
That's great, AJ. Oh. Wait, guys, AJ's right. It doesn't matter what we're chosen to do. Sometimes making the galaxy a better place is about taking matters into your own hands.
Oh, so I'm supposed to do something with my medical degree.
You have a medical degree?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to use my civil engineering degree.
Oh, and I'm supposed to use my degree in sustainable agriculture.
You all have degrees?
And I'm supposed to use my aeronautics degree to make my 3 inches into 1,000 inches.
You... Wait, you can levitate more than 3 inches?
Yes, but 3 is chill as hell.
I mean, it is chill.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I have 42 sheets of lasagna for Dare.
I'm Dare.
Why, it's a miracle of the space to save us all.
This is...
At last.
This is all for me.
All of it?
Yes.
I see how it is.
Spurge, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for showing us around Zima Prime. And, you know, I know that it wasn't exactly what I thought when I showed up, but I'm really glad that I met all of my fellow Zimas here.
Yeah, man. I guess, you know, the thanks is all sort of over on this side of the table, man. Y'all got us water. It's amazing.
Well, AJ's, you know, he's a go-getter. Say what you want. He knows how to...
So many skeletons in that pipe.
How many were there?
Too many.
Okay.
Chunks.
You know, man, we're going to stop waiting for destiny. I think we're going to stop waiting and start living.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, good.
Just keep living. Yeah, man. The only problem is really, I mean, the water, so fresh of you. Love it.
Fresh water.
Yeah. Hey, oh, man, I haven't heard a water joke, and I can't tell you how long. It kind of got in poor taste after.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, but we're kind of at a loss. What we need is, like, a real type A, you know, like somebody who's going to organize... Call the shots, tell people what to do, where to go. We got a whole room of, we call them the inedible scrolls.
Are there the scrolls you eat?
You tried to eat the scrolls.
Musty ones, but they are a wreck. And somebody sorting those out could probably dig out something good. We need someone to organize. You know, honestly, that's what we're real good at.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is resonating.
Hey guys, did I miss anything? I didn't die.
Hey, Nermit?
Spurge, we may have a proposal for you.
Huh?
Oh, hello, oldest Durf here from, you know, the beyond, where I live. I'm so very sorry I missed our last book club meeting. Those gossip-mongery wedding guests really ripped the old Durf man apart this time. But not before I jucked around a little bit, if you know what I mean, and you do. Anyway, as I labor to reconstitute myself into the physical form, Tricky, I have been dutifully reading this month's title, The Stars Now Unclaimed by Drew Williams, from the amazing sci-fi fantasy publisher Tor Books. It's a fun, fast-paced story on the lighter side of sci-fi, featuring a climactic 136-page space battle in a distant galaxy. Whew! That's my kind of page numbers. The Stars Now Unclaimed is the first in the Universe After trilogy, following hero Jane Kamali as she recruits children with miraculous gifts and hope they might prevent the Pulse from sending countless worlds back to the Dark Ages. Oof. Let me say, what a relief to take a break from the serious business of fresh versus whack. Ugh, exhausting. And escape into this fantastical galaxy. And if any of you book club members haven't ordered the book yet, well, you're in luck. Just visit tourbooks.com/zix1 to see many ordering options. And yes, I'm sorry. I know I said I would bring the wine this week, but oops, I'm dead. So sorry. The selection here is highly limited. Let some lemon lime soda go flat and call it a vino verde. No one will know. And also at that info web address, you'll find links to the next book in the Universe After trilogy, A Chain Across the Dawn. Plus, another great sci-fi book handpicked for you, Starship Repo by Patrick S. Tomlinson, following first name, last name, yes, that is the name, who joins a crew recovering old ships. They're definitely not pirates, I can tell you that. All of these amazing books can be yours at tourbooks.com/zix1. And I have disappeared.
Hey, Dar?
Yeah?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for standing up for me back there on Zima Prime. Sometimes it's hard for me to remember what I'm trying to do.
You know, I just want you to know that I support you. And also, if I don't eat every 24 minutes,
I'm
going to go
that.
Insane.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's finished. Time for the premiere.
Wait, your documentary is finished already?
It's ready. It's out for the public, ready to see. You want to see it?
Sure.
I'm sorry there's no red carpet event, okay? I couldn't get people. A lot of logistical things, but here it is.
Yeah, no, that's... Okay.
Here it is.
We cut this very fast.
Hey, that's why you pay them basically nothing. They're very good at what they do. Bolshevik giant hero in disguise.
In disguise or in disguise?
Fast, but I wouldn't say good at what they do.
She had a downfall, but now she's back on top because she's a hero who saves children.
Kids. You are great. I love you all. Yay, kids!
I love you too, Bargie! We love you, Bargie!
Bargie, who are these kids?
Just kids I've saved. Why don't you pay attention?
They kind of all sound like you, Bargie.
She kisses people on the mouth and they become stronger because of it.
Smudge.
I gotta say, this room tone is amazing.
It is good room tone.
Bargie, these are a lot of bold claims here.
And she's ready to get back into the business. Don't take our word for it. Take the word from this director in Hollywood.
I've worked with the best. I've worked with the worst. I've worked with the middle.
Bargerian Jane, thank you.
That director didn't even mention the Bargerian Jane.
I'm sold. I think this is it. I think you're ready to go back. I love the voiceover.
Oh, and don't forget the blooper reel.
A blooper reel?
That's Dermot falling in the water.
I mean, that part was funny. But Bargie, how is this going to help you?
I think the question is, how is this not going to help me?
Yep, so. I think you're right. I think that's a fair question.
Papa Dick Center, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungaloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
How is Zima Prime?
How is Zima Prime? How is being alive?
I mean,
am
yeah.
I right?
Yeah.
I assume that's rhetorical.
Every day now is
precious.
A new life.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna organize all the scrolls here. I put up a chore wheel here on this tree so no one put my name on it to kind of seed it and.
I don't see any other names on it yet.
No, no one signed up yet. So I'm kind of, I've penciled in my name on all of them and I'll spin it and see. Oh, yep, it's me recycling.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, you gotta do that.
Yeah. Recycle. Okay.
Damn it.
Oh, Master Chiarondo,
yes.
Greetings.
Welcome to Zima Prime. I see you're settling in.
Yes. Yeah.
I came by to ask if you'd care to learn the ancient Zima art of the devil. candlesticks.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. And what is that?
See, oh. We'll watch this third stick move.
Oh, yeah, I think I've... Yeah,
ooh, and then you can... Oh, back the other way.
Yeah, I've, okay.
And that then... Ah.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, a little toss there.
Okay, yeah. I've seen those at a lot of street fairs and things.
Would you like to learn?
Oh, you know, carpe diem.
Excellent.
Okay.
We need to get you a smaller set.
Okay, so I'm put this one under my arm.
Yeah, you're
gonna have some trouble.
Good luck, Hermit. We'll talk to you later.
Wow.
Bargy, thank you for rescuing Nermit. That was really heroic.
AJ, did you get that?
I don't think they're recording anymore.
Bargy, I don't know if they're here anymore.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, crap.
Vibe. Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Master Kia Rondo were played by Jeremy Benn. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship and Master Little Boy were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and Master Ternek were played by Seth Lind. AJ and Master Pell were played by Winston Knoll. Old Durf was played by Justin Tyler and appeared courtesy of The Space. Spurge, a.k.a. Big Turtle, was played by special guest Justin McElroy. Justin is the co-host of podcasts like My Brother, and Me, the basis for a recent TV adaptation by NBC Universal, Sawbones, and The Adventure Zone, both of which have been adapted into New York Times best-selling books. His voice acting has appeared in OKKO, Slug Riot, and the upcoming Trolls World Tour. He's currently working with his family on graphic novel adaptations of The Adventure Zone and a miniseries for Marvel called Journey into Mystery. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent and Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Boyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Match Game. Our contestants, Anike and James, from the hit podcast Minority Corner.
Hey.
I'll ask you questions in a rapid-fire round. Favorite character on a Shonda Rhimes show?
Olivia Pope.
Ooh, I said Olivia Pope's wig.
Mm. Oh, so close. How do you feel about Disney?
They need to pay reparations to black people because Mickey Mouse was based off of blackface.
I said get rid of the racist rides, Jungle Cruise, Splash Mountain. Mm.
Who are you voting for in the primary?
It's too damn early.
I'm just getting to know these fools.
Mm. Ooh, no dice. What celebrity do you side-eye the most?
Kevin Hart. Can we get a real apology for your homophobia?
Justin Timberlake.
Nipplegate.
Favorite superhero movie?
Black Panther. Wakanda Forever.
Congratulations, but you still lose.
Now I'm side-eyeing you.
Catch Anike and James, the Wonder Twins of podcasts, on Minority Corner every Friday at Maximum Fun.
Going into a Bullseye interview, I know that it's somebody who does amazing work, but it's also a real conversation, so I don't know where it's headed.
I think you just clarified something for me that's never been really clear before.
This is the most serious I've ever been in my life. You've made me completely serious. I feel like I'm in therapy.
Bullseye, creators you know, creators you need to know. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
Plek, C, could I just, borrow the two of you for, you know, the briefest of seconds.
Yeah, I gotta, yeah,
absolutely.
These cats side channel a lot, right?
That's true.
Indeed they do, Spurge. Yeah. It's very suspicious.
But that's their journey, so we must respect it.
Kind of thought we'd follow them, but it turns out they were leaving our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's with us now.
All right. We must meditate on this.